Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Technology is a great enabler in times of crisis. When we think about the COVID-19 pandemic, we know that countries who closely monitor public health are winning the battle. There are ways to implement monitoring and analysis solutions quickly by using indoor location and Wi-Fi. Innerspace, the world's most accurate Wi-Fi-based indoor location intelligence platform, recently announced the promotion of Karis Goodall to the role of President and Chief Operating Officer. Goodall supports the investment strategies for the company while continuing to oversee the entire customer journey. Goodall's responsibilities include lead sales and marketing, client delivery, professional services, and data science programs as the company moves to a software-based platform and enters new markets, including public safety and security. Innerspace has been building the latest technology so the smart cities can assess social distancing strategies to inform the public on potential risk exposures, help first responders, and much more. Here today to tell us more about the company, women in tech, and the technology behind Innerspace is Karis Goodall. And Karis, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. It's nice to be here.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you and also all about Innerspace as well. So a great place to kick things off here today. Describe Innerspace and the goal of the company to kick things off today.
Sure. Innerspace has been around for about 5 years now. And really, we started the company with this vision to bring all the wonderful capabilities of GPS that we have outdoors, you know, things like navigation, things like real-time marketing and offerings, security, all of those wonderful experiences. You know, when you go inside a building, it's like the Stone Age. You know, you're back to paper maps and analog experiences. So we really started the company with this idea of there's got to be a way to bring these awesome experiences to people while they're inside buildings. And so over the last 5 years, that's what we've been focused on. And we use Wi-Fi to do that. Wi-Fi is pretty ubiquitous. It's in almost every building. And what we do is we just understand where is a smartphone or a smart device inside that building. The platform's anonymous. We don't capture any personally identifiable information. But what we can do with that information is start to deliver really great experiences. That might be navigation through a building. That might be helping a business understand how much real estate do I need for my employees? How could I better serve my people that are in my building, my customers? How could I clean better, you know, with real-time cleaning of a corporate office tower based on how people are moving through that space? There's all sorts of wonderful things that we can do with this data. And so our focus has really been, how do we make this the most accurate data? How do we bring this to developers, to businesses, to, you know, the people, customers, and employees in the space to truly transform how we live and in the built space where we spend 80% of our time?
And that is certainly a fantastic report, and looking forward to hearing further details on Innerspace along the way through our conversation. Now, you recently joined Innerspace, and as a woman in the tech field, why do you feel women these days don't need a STEM degree to be in tech? Talk about that, if you would.
You know, it's a really good question, and it comes up a lot. I started my career in biotechnology and realized very quickly that wasn't for me and moved into sort of marketing and communications from there. And it's a really hot topic of how do we open more doors for women? And in general, when you look at tech, you know, there's certainly a lot of conversation around how do we help people with STEM backgrounds and make sure the doors are open for them. And I truly believe that is important work. But what I also think is women are in the perfect positions to open those doors. So the more women we can have working in technology, the more we have women who can advocate for each other. So I don't think it's an exclusionary conversation that only STEM people with STEM backgrounds should be considered in that conversation, but that it's all women need to be looking out for each other and figuring out how can I open those doors. I know for me, you know, because I don't have that STEM background, it is my responsibility regardless that I'm looking around my organization, my community, and saying, well, how can I help women? That's, you know, opening a door for somebody who's in marketing, which is now very tech-driven. You know, that's looking at operations, accounting, wherever it might be in a company. I think there's a responsibility that we have to open those doors. I don't think it should be exclusionary. You know, Gloria Steinem recently was in the news sort of saying, you know, no one group of women has the power to dismantle another group of women. You know, we need to come together and change the landscape of how we're operating in business and certainly in technology. So I think it's an and conversation, not an and or.
Well stated and well put for sure. Now, what do you feel Interspace was a good fit for you, and what does the company do to differentiate itself within the marketplace?
Yeah, absolutely. The founders of Interspace were people that I knew previously. We worked at Kobo together, which is Amazon's sort of number one competitor, a global e-reading company. And so I knew the team, and I joined the team because, you know, as a startup, especially if you've worked in the startup communities for a long time, you're always looking for sort of that next unique thing. I knew personally that I wanted to join a company that was doing something truly innovative, that they weren't just going to be a competitor to somebody else, but that they were really going to lead and shape a new industry. And even though indoor location itself, you know, has been around for a time and lots of companies are trying to figure it out, I really believe that Interspace had a completely unique vision of how it was going to go after this. You know, we really differentiate based on the fact that we use Wi-Fi as the primary methodology for our technology. There are a lot of solutions out in the market that use beacons, that use different types of sensors. All of those are great approaches. What we wanted to do was make sure that we were the most scalable, that we were the easiest to deploy, that you could literally use the technology that you've already invested in. You didn't need to have a whole new set of hardware if it wasn't needed, and that we could make sure that a whole building could take advantage of this great technology. You know, our focus over the last little while has really been in the corporate office space. How can you help your employees to have a really great, productive, frictionless workday? And how can you also make sure that you're managing your real estate portfolio? You know, real estate remains one of the most expensive line items in a business's operations. So how do you make sure that you're getting true value out of it? At the same time, we've worked with sports stadiums where, you know, as a fan, you can have now a really rich digital experience from the time that you get to a gate where you can have the fastest lineup all the way through to your seat. The whole experience from, you know, getting something at the concession to finding your seat to finding the fastest washroom line. You know, there's some really amazing experiences now that with Interspace we can unlock for people, which is tremendously exciting. And, you know, I'm really happy to say that after 3 years of being with the company, you know, it's truer today than it was at the beginning and is exactly the reason I joined the company.
Wow, that certainly is exciting stuff right there. You got to love technology and what Interspace is doing for sure. Today, we're joined by Karis Goodall, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Interspace, the world's most accurate Wi-Fi-based indoor location intelligence platform here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Karis, tell us more about the technology that Interspace developed and how Wi-Fi can be used to generate indoor location data.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, in particular, when we're thinking about now, you know, in the sort of COVID pandemic that we've all been living through, you know, the idea of going back to the office or going back to university if you're a student, or a shopping mall, a retail experience, even your local grocery store, consumers have a lot of questions. You know, we're starting to see, you know, states, provinces, countries open up at different rates with different policies. But the number one question that people have is, well, how do I know if this is safe? And one of the great examples of indoor location is we can enable this data based on your Wi-Fi and where your smartphone is or your smart device in the space can now really unlock some incredible solutions. This could look like going to an office and before you even get there, knowing which floor has available seating for you, because you want to know that your business is managing social distancing. This might be as a facilities manager, being able to deploy cleaning in real time the minute a meeting room is empty so that it's cleaned before the next meeting. This might look like in a shopping mall or a sports stadium, knowing, you know, how do I know if I'd even come into contact with somebody who has COVID? And we have a system in place where, you know, you can actually go and check a dashboard to find out, was I in direct contact with somebody or even indirect? Maybe I shared a space during the same day, but at different times, and it hadn't been cleaned in between, where there's a transmission possibility there. So we're able to help give all of this information to employees, to students, to consumers, as well as to businesses, so that we can be healthier, that we can be safer, that we can truly understand as a business, how much space do I need? It really comes down to all of this is dynamic. You know, your customer, your audience, your employees, your culture, the building itself. Those are so many variables that we all now have to think about. You have to be able to measure it. You have to be able to understand it. But more importantly, you really have to empower people with information to make the best choices for themselves. And that's all possible with Wi-Fi and indoor location data.
It really is incredible. Awesome stuff. Once again, you just keep amazing us here. What niche markets does Interspace serve?
Yeah, mostly we spend our time in the corporate office space, but we also spend a lot of time in sports and entertainment and retail spaces as well. Higher education, university, as I mentioned, you know, they've taken a real hit over the last, you know, this summer and the previous semester because, of course, students couldn't be on campus. You know, we need a way to bring students back. Education is the foundation of our society and culture overall. We have to keep that going. So how do we get students back? You know, how do we get them back on campus, but do so in a safe way? And how do we help those universities continue their legacy in September and keep education going? So those are really where we focus. But there are a myriad of examples, even a little bit outside of that. For example, last year we worked with the Department of Homeland Security, and that was really to help first responders know where are people located in a large building and how can we help our first responders get there faster so that we can save lives and have better outcomes. So we continue our work with them. There's a lot of great applications of this business, and we're always open to new ideas as well.
Another question for you, as we have been working remote lately during COVID-19, how is Interspace helping to transition businesses back to the office? Get into some of those details.
That's a great question. You know, and like I was saying, there's so many variables here. There's no one policy. You know, there isn't a guidebook that's been distributed around the world to say this is how you should go back. And so really, we work with all of our clients and we help them to assess all of their unique needs. Do they have cubicles? Is it an open office environment? How often, you know, do they have shifts coming into their workspace? Maybe it's a manufacturing facility. Do they have on-premise cafeterias or kitchenettes? We look at the whole picture of the building, their employee needs, the culture of the business, and then we help them make the right decisions for them. Really, this is about empowering people with information to make great choices. You may be a parent at home with your children and need a break and want to go back to the office for a day to be really productive. You may be a team that has meetings with your clients, you know, a law firm, for example, where you need to have some face-to-face interaction. You know, there are so many variables and so many different needs. So what we do is we make sure you need to be able to communicate your policy. It needs to be data-driven. We need to be able to say to somebody, hey, this floor is already at 75% capacity, but this floor is only at 20. This is a better place for you to work today. And then from there, we also need to put the tools in place so that people can understand, well, what is my health risk level? I may be taking care of an aging parent at home, and I need to be very conservative in how I approach my interactions with people. At the same time, somebody else, you know, may be vaccinated in the future, and they're going to feel more comfortable. We need to empower people with that information and make sure that we're doing everything that we can, that they feel safe, and that they're making their own best decisions for their health and wellness and the health and wellness of their community.
Certainly some good, strong points and information shared in that regard. Thanks for that. Now, continuing on the topic of COVID-19, do you feel technology has had to adapt to the changing COVID-19 environment? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly technology is the great enabler. And anyone who is in tech has the luxury and the creativity. We're builders. We are fundamentally builders at heart. And we have the ability and the knowledge to quickly maneuver. Startups are really great for this. You know, we can move very quickly and change direction as we see opportunity and an opportunity to help. And even with Innerspace, you know, we were very much focused before COVID on understanding how much real estate do you need for your employees. Now we're rethinking that space in terms of how do we make sure that meeting rooms are utilized, you know, only at the capacity that allows social distancing. Now we're thinking about how can we make sure that people have enough space around them, you know, to function and get through their day, but still be productive. We're rethinking the interactions in that office. So while we're still working with the same customer types, we're rethinking those problems. And tech is great for that. Tech, we've seen all across the country, companies that are rethinking their products, even just by tweaking it slightly, reframing the data and the technology and the service that they're providing so that it now is able to have so much more flexibility and value to their companies and their clients, you know, in the sort of post-COVID landscape.
Well, Karis, we certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today and also are very appreciative of what you're doing in the space through Innerspace and for all the information and insight shared here today on the program. If one wanted to go for more information online on Innerspace or if they wanted to work with you in the future, where's the best place online to get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. The website is the best place to get started, innerspace.io. I'm also online on Twitter or LinkedIn, Karis Goodall on LinkedIn, or Twitter is Goodsie, G00DSIE. So I'm always happy to connect there as well.
And certainly do appreciate those details. Again, Karis, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Have a good weekend.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Karis Goodall, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Innerspace, the world's most accurate Wi-Fi-based indoor location intelligence platform. And for further information, visit innerspace.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.